fully will be the Mahdi, the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said. And if he is, and if none of these signs or one of these signs is missing, then he is not the Mahdi, the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam referring to, and the one that is one of the signs of Qiyamah, one of the signs of the end of time. My brothers and sisters, there are many, many signs which will precede Imam Mahdi alayhi salam. The most important sign, which is also a general sign, is that Imam Mahdi alayhi salam will appear at a time when there is confusion, at a time when there is chaos, controversies, when there is intense dispute, at a time when people are experiencing great fear and are afflicted by difficulties, disturbances, to the extent that people will begin to ask for death. Many ahadith and reports specify that there will be civil battles, civil wars, battles, calamities, fitna will proceed. Every time it is thought that this fitna has come to an end, every time it is thought that these troubles have come to an end, another fitna will start. There will be more trouble. It will spread and intensify to the extent that people will begin to ask for death. When people are totally fed up of life, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will send Imam Mahdi alayhi salam to the rescue, and Imam Mahdi alayhi salam will help the believer. This is the most important sign to precede Imam Mahdi alayhi salam. Besides this, there are many other signs. Another sign to precede him is the two eclipses in the month of Ramadan. The hadith which can be found in Dar al-Qutni, narrated by Muhammad ibn Ali, he says that إِنَّ لَمَهْدِينَ آيَتَيْنَ لَمْ يَكُونَا مُنْذُ خَلَقَ اللَّهُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ يَنْكَسِفُ الْكَمَرْ لِأَوَّلِ لَيْلَةٍ مِّنْ رَمَضَانِ وتنكسف الشمس في النصف منه ولم يكون منذ خلق الله السماوات والأرض. That for our Mahdi there are two signs, and these signs is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created the heavens and the earth. These signs have never appeared before. The first sign, ينكسف الكمر لأول ليلة من رمضان. There will be a lunar eclipse on the first night of Ramadan. وَتَنْكَتِفُ الشَّمْسُ فِي النِّسْفِ مِنْهُ. The second sign, in the same month of Ramadan, there will be a solar eclipse. And this lunar and solar eclipse in one month of Ramadan has never happened before since Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created the heaven and the earth. So this is one of the signs that will precede Imam Mahdi alayhi salam, the two eclipses in the month of Ramadan. However, I must mention that I tried my best to look up how authentic this hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is. However, unfortunately, I was not able to find the relevant books. I was not able to get hold of the relevant books and the relevant material to do this. And inshallah, if by next lesson I am able to get hold of the relevant books, then I will inform you of how authentic this hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is. What I can say is that many great authors who have also written on Imam Mahdi alayhi salam or on the signs before the end of time have included this sign in one of the signs that will precede Imam Mahdi alayhi salam. وَالْعِلْمُ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ اللَّطِيفَ الْخَبِيرِ. However, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who knows best. Another sign that will precede Imam Mahdi alayhi salam is the looting of Hajis, the plundering of Hajis, the Hujjaj, and the battle in Mina, and the intertribal fighting. The hadith narrated by Amr ibn Shu'ayb and Abihi and Jaddi, and can be found in Al-Fitan Lindu'im ibn Hamad, he says that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, كَفِي ذِي الْقَعْدَ تُحَازِبُ الْقَبَاعِ. That in the month of Zilqa'dah, the tribes will fight one another.
وآمئذٍ يُلْحَمُ الْحَاجِ فَتَكُونُ مَلْحَمَةً بِمِنَةً. In the same year, the Hajis will be looted, and there will be a war in Mina. فَيَكْثُرْ فِيهَا الْقَتْلَ وَتُصْفَكْ فِيهَا الدِّمَاءُ حَتَّى تَسِيلَ دِمَاءَهُمْ عَلَى أَقَبَةِ الْجَمَرَةِ فَيَحْرُمُ صَاحِبُهُمْ. That there will be a war in Mina, and so many people will be killed and slain that the blood will flow and keep on flowing until it reaches the Jamaratul Aqaba. And then your companion, referring to Imam Mahdi alayhi salam, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said he will flee to Mecca. So this is another sign that will precede Imam Mahdi alayhi salam, the battle at Mina. Besides this, another sign that has been mentioned is that the Euphrates will disclose a mountain of gold. As you are aware, the Euphrates is a river which flows in from Syria, and it flows through Iraq, and finally it empties in the Gulf. The final hour will not come until the Euphrates will disclose a mountain of gold. Narrated by Hazrat Abu Hurairah radiallahu ta'ala anhu, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, لا تقوم الساعة حتى يحصل الفرات عن جبل من ذهب يقتتل الناس عليه فيقتل من كل 199 ويقول كل رجل منهم لعلي أكون أنا الذي أنجو. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that the last hour will not come until the Euphrates will disclose a mountain of gold over which people will find so many people will die that out of every 199 will die. And everyone will say that it is possible that I am the one that is going to succeed. I am the one that will be successful, and I am the one that will survive and be able to get hold of the gold. In another hadith reported by Imam Muslim, yet again narrated by Abu Hurairah radiallahu ta'ala anhu, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has told his believers, كَفَمَنْ حَفَرْ فَلَا يَأْخُمْ مِنُ شِيَةً. That whoever is present at the time, he should not have anything to do with his gold. He should not take any of this gold which the Euphrates discloses. However, I must mention that the disclosing of a mountain of gold by the river Euphrates is a sign which will precede Imam Mahdi alayhi salam only according to some ulama. This is not the opinion of all the ulama. Only some ulama have mentioned that this is a sign which will precede Imam Mahdi alayhi salam. And these ulama base their opinion on the hadith which can be found in Al-Mustadrak lil-Hakim, and which can be found in Ibn Majah, narrated by Hazrat Sauban radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, يَقْبَتِلُوا عِنْدَ كَنْدِكُمْ سَلَاسَةٌ كُلُّهُمْ إِبْنُ خَلِيفَةٌ ثم لا يصير إلى واحد منهم ثم تطلع الرايات السود من قبل المشرق فيقتلونكم قتلا لم يقتله قوم فإذا رأيتموه فبايعوه ولو حب على الثلج فإنه خليفة الله المهدي. That these ulama are of the opinion that this mountain of gold which the Euphrates will disclose is one of the signs that will precede Imam Mahdi alayhi salam, based the opinion on this hadith narrated by Thoban, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that 3 people will be killed at a place where your treasure is, each of them the son of a khalif, and nobody will be able to get their hands on this treasure. After this, the black banners will rise from the east, and they will slaughter you like nobody has ever done before. When you see the black banners, when you see him, go and make bay'ah with him, even if you have to crawl on ice, as it is the Khalifa of Allah, it is Imam Mahdi alayhi salam. In this hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, after the treasure, Imam Mahdi alayhi salam has been mentioned. And those that are of the opinion that the disclosing of the Euphrates, a mountain of gold, is a sign that precedes Imam Mahdi alayhi salam, say that in this hadith the word ganz has been mentioned, the word treasure has been mentioned, and this treasure in this hadith is referring to Imam Mahdi alayhi, referring to the mountain of gold in the Euphrates. However, as I mentioned earlier, that this is not the opinion of all the ulama, as some ulama are of the opinion that the treasure mentioned in this hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the treasure of Kaaba. However, this is the opinion of some ulama, and some ulama say that this is one of the signs that will precede Imam Mahdi alayhi salam. Another sign that will precede Imam Mahdi alayhi salam is the emergence of the Sufyan. This is one of the most conclusive signs that will precede Imam Mahdi alayhi salam. That is the emergence of the Sufyani, one of the descendants of Abu Sufyan. In one of the weaker narrations, it is mentioned, I think, that his name is Uwa ibn Muhammad. And if my memory serves me right, his kunniyah is Abu Utba. The ahadith specify the ahadith regarding the Sufyani state that he will spread corruption on the face of the earth immediately before Imam Mahdi alayhi salam. And he's a tyrant, and when he hears of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam, he will send an army to seize him. However, the earth will swallow this army that this Sufyani sends to Imam Mahdi alayhi salam. In an authentic hadith narrated by Imam al-Hakim on the authority of Abu Hurairah radiallahu ta'ala an, Imam Zahri also say that it is sahih. He says that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, كَيَخْرُجُ رَجُلٌ يُقَالْ لَهُ سُفْيَانِ وَعَمْ مِنْ أَمْقِ دِمَشْ وَعَمَّةُ مَنْ يَتْبَعُهُ مِنْ كَلْ. That a person will emerge from the depth of Damascus who will be called Sufyani, and most of the people that follow him will be from the tribe of Kalb. فَيَقْتُلْ حَتَّى يَبْكُرُ بَتُونَ النِّسَاءُ وَيَقْتُلُ السِّبْيَانِ. He will be such a zalim, such a tyrant, that he will kill to the extent that he will rip the bellies of women. And at the same time, he will have no pity for the children. He will also kill the children. Thereafter, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, a man from amongst my progeny will appear in hell. And when the Sufyani hears about it, he will send an army to seize Imam Mahdi alayhi salam. However, this army, before even reaches Makkah al-Mukarramah, in a place called Bayda, the earth will swallow this army. فَلَا يَنْجُوا مِنْهُمْ إِلَّا الْمُخْبِرْ أَنْهُمْ. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that the only person to survive will be one who informs the others about these people and about the swallowing of the earth of an army. These are some of the signs that would appear before Imam Mahdi alayhi salam. Those that are preached on Imam Mahdi alayhi salam and the signs before the end of time have many, and mentioned many, many other signs which we do not have time to go through. For example, the voice of Ramadan, the voice that will be heard in Ramadan, which will shake the people, the swallowing of the earth of one of the villages, one of the towns of Syria, the star with a luminous tail, the emergence of A'raj al-Kindi, the emergence of Abqa and Azhab, the black banners of Khurasan, and so forth. So my brothers and sisters, by now we should have learned some of the signs that will precede Imam Mahdi alayhi salam. Let us now move on to the signs that are in Imam Mahdi alayhi salam himself. Hadith narrated by Umm Salama radiallahu ta'ala an, she says, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Al-Mahdi min idrati min wuldi Fatima. That the Mahdi is from amongst my progeny and from the descendants of Hazrat Fatima radiallahu ta'ala an. From this hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we learn that the Mahdi will be from the family of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and from the descendants of Hazrat Fatima radiallahu ta'ala an. Anybody who claims to be the Mahdi, if he is not from the family of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he is not the descendant of Hazrat Fatima radiallahu ta'ala an, my brothers, then we conclude that this person is not the Mahdi that Imam, that the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam are referring to, that this person is not actually telling the truth. As for his name, the hadith narrated by Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala an, that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, كَلَوْ لَمْ يَبْقَى مِنَ الدُّنْيَا إِلَّا يَوْمٌ لَتَوَّلَ اللَّهُ ذَلِكَ الْيَوْمِ حَتَّى يُبْعَثْ رَجُلٌ مِّنِّي يُوَاطِئُ إِسْمُهُ إِسْمِي وَإِسْمُ أَبِيهِ اسمه أبيه. That even if there was a day left for the world to end, then the world would not end until Allah would prolong that day, until Allah would send a person from amongst my progeny, from amongst my household, whose name would be similar to my name, and whose father's name would be similar to my father's name. My brothers and sisters, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is saying that the Mahdi's name would be similar to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's name, and that Imam Mahdi's father's name would be similar to the father's name of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We know that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's name was Muhammad or Ahmed, and his father's name was Abdullah. So we conclude that Imam Mahdi alayhi salatu wasalam's name will also be Muhammad or Ahmed, and his father's name would be Abdullah. So anybody who claims to be the Mahdi and his name is not Muhammad or Ahmed, the son of Abdullah, my brothers and sisters, then he is not actually telling the truth. Look at those, listen to the names of those who claim to be the Mahdi in the past. One was called Ubaydullah ibn Maymun. One was called Muhammad ibn Doma. One is called Muhammad ibn al-Hassan al-Askari. One is called Mirza Ghulam Ahmed. My brothers and so forth. Yet the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in this hadith is saying that his name would be Muhammad or Ahmed, the son of Abdullah. As for his character, the hadith of Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala state, يَيُشْبِهُهُ فِي الْخُلُقِ وَلَا يُشْبِهُهُ فِي الْخَلَقِ, that he will resemble the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in conduct and character. As for his appearance, he will not resemble the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And we all know the character of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So if anybody is bad of character and he claims to be the Mahdi, his character is not like the character of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then my brothers, we conclude that this person is also not telling the truth, and this person is not the Mahdi referred to and described in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. As for his physical appearance, in a hadith narrated by Abu Sa'id al-Khudri radiallahu ta'ala anhu Abu Dawud, he says that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said, كَالْمَحْدِ مِنِّي أَجْلَ الْجَبْهَ أَقْنَ الْأَنْ يَمْلَوْ الْأَرْضَ قِسْتٌ وَعَدْلَ كَمَا مُرِيَ ظُلْمُ وَجُورَ وَيَمْلِكُ سَبْعَ سَنِينَ, that Imam Mahdi alayhi salam's forehead will be shining, and he will have a broad forehead. At the same time, his nose will be long. He will have a high bridge nose. So we learn from this hadith that his forehead will be large and broad, and his nose will also be long. In a weak narration, once Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu was asked regarding Imam Mahdi alayhi salam's description. He replied, هو شاب مرضوع حسن الوجه يسيل شعره على منكبين يعلو نور وجهه سوال شعره ولحيته ورأسه. He replied that Imam Mahdi alayhi salam will be a well-built youth, not so tall and not so short, of average height. مرضوعاً of average height. حسن الوجه, he will be handsome, beautiful of face. يسيل شعره على منكبين, whose hair will reach to his shoulders. يعلو نور وجهه سوال شعره ولحيته ورأسه. And whose the brightness of his face will be contrasted by the darkness of his hair and his beard. And in another narration, the word fi lisanihi sifrun have been mentioned, that he is slow of speech. Every time he is delayed, he will be delayed, he will hit his right hand on his left thigh. My brothers and sisters, these are the signs that Imam Mahdi alayhi salam. By now we should have learned the signs that will precede him, and we should have learned that Imam Mahdi alayhi salam will be from the progeny of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, a descendant of Fatima. His name will be Muhammad ibn Abdullah or Ahmed, the son of Abdullah. He will have a broad forehead, a long nose, a hybrid nose. His hair will reach to his shoulders. His face will be bright, and he will be slow of speech. So my brothers, these are the signs that will precede him, and these are the signs in Imam Mahdi alayhi salam. If anybody who claims to be the Mahdi does not have these signs and the signs which are mentioned in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, then my brothers, we can conclude that this person is not telling the truth. This person is not the Mahdi which is referred to in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, which is a sign before the end of time. And it is essential that we learn these signs so that we are not misled to believe anybody claiming to be the Mahdi, who in reality is a liar, who in reality is not the Mahdi, the true Mahdi, the one that is a sign of the end of time, the one that has been described by the ahad, by the Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in his ahadith. However, there are a few questions that remain to be answered. And it is the answers to these questions which will take us to the end of today's lesson. What will Imam Mahdi alayhi salam do when he appears? What will life be like in his time? What will he achieve in such a short time after his emergence? These are some of the questions that need to be answered. My brothers and sisters, in the hadith of Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, which can be found in Muslim Ahmad, the word يُصْلِحُهُ اللَّهُ فِي لَيْلَةٍ have been mentioned. That when it is his time to appear, overnight Allah will inspire him, Allah will guide him, overnight Allah will prepare him to lead the ummah, to lead the nation, to be a leader. Allah will prepare him for khilafah overnight. In the hadith of Salma radiallahu ta'ala anhu, she says that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, فيكون اختلاف إن موت خليفته فيخرج رجل من أهل المدينة حاربا إلى مكة. That at the time of a death, at the time of death of a Khalif, there will be intense dispute and difference of opinion, and thus one of the inhabitants of Medina will flee to Mecca with the intention that he does not get caught in this اختلافات, in this dispute. And so that he is not made the Khalif, he will flee to Mecca. However, فيأتي إليه ناس من أهل مكة فيخرجونه وهو كارح فيبايعونه بين الركن. فيأتي إليه ناس من أهل مكة فيخرجونه وهو كارح فيبايعونه بين الركن والمكان. When the people of Mecca see Imam Mahdi alayhi salam, some of the Meccans will come to Imam Mahdi alayhi salam, they will drag him out of his house forcefully, though he is unwilling, and they will forcefully make him accept their bay'ah. And they will make bay'ah with him in between Hajar al-Aswad and Maqam Ibrahim, the black stone and the place of Ibrahim. They will make bay'ah with Imam Mahdi alayhi salam. In another narration, which is in Al-Mustadrak lil-Hakim, the words ka'iddati ahli badrin have been mentioned, that those who make bay'ah with him, in number they will be like those who participated in the Battle of Badr. Those who participated in the Battle of Badr was 313. So we conclude in the light of this hadith that those who will make bay'ah with him in between Al-Hajr al-Aswad, the black stone, and Maqam Ibrahim will also be 313. However, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best. فَيُبَثْ إِلَيَّ بَعْثٌ مِّنَ الشَّامِ فَيُخْصَفْ بِهِمْ بِالْبَيْذَاءِ بَيْنَ مَكَّةِ وَالْمَدِينَةِ. However, when the Sufyani comes here of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam and this bay'ah and his emergence in Haram, he will send an army to seize and kill Imam Mahdi alayhi salam. However, this army, before it even reaches Makkah al-Mukarrama, on the route between Medina towards Mecca, in a place called Bayda, the earth will swallow this army. The earth will take this army, the Sufyani has said. فَإِذَا رَأَنَّا سُذَلِكْ أَتَاهُ أَبْدَالُ الشَّابِ وَأَصَائِبُ أَهْلِ الْإِرَاقِ فَيُبَايِعُونَ. When the people see this sign, when the people see that the earth has swallowed an army, the God-fearing people of Sham, Syria, the God-fearing people of Iraq will come and they will make bay'ah with Imam Mahdi alayhi salam. ثُمَّ يَنْشُعَ رَجْلٌ مِنْ قُرَيْشٍ أَخْوَالُهُ كَلْ. Thereafter, a person will rise, a man will rise from the Quraysh, whose maternal uncles will be the tribe of Kalb. And he will also send an army to fight Imam Mahdi alayhi salam. Yet again, Imam Mahdi alayhi salam will defeat this army with the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this will be his first victory. Imam Mahdi alayhi salam in his time will have to fight many wars, and he will have to fight many battles, and he will be victorious. And because of these victories, there will be booty and war possessions in abundance. And there will be so much wealth in his time that nobody will be in need of any wealth, of any money, of any gold, of any silver, of any wealth, whatever form it is in. In the hadith of Abu Sa'id al-Khudri radiallahu ta'ala an, which can be found in Musnad Ahmad, the words are mentioned, حَتَّى يَأْمُرُ مُنَادِيًا فَيُنَادِي فَيَقُولْ مَنْ لَهُ فِي مَالٍ حَاجِدٌ. There will be so much wealth that Imam Mahdi himself will order a caller to call out. He will order a proclaimer to proclaim, مَنْ لَهُ فِي مَالٍ حَاجِدٌ. Who is in need of wealth? Who is in need of money? Who is in need of gold and silver? فَمَا يَقُومُ مِنَ النَّاسِ إِلَّا رَجُلٌ. That only one person will stand. Only one person will stand and say that I am in need of this wealth. It will be said to him, Ittiya Saddam, go to the treasurer. And tell the treasurer, إِنَّ الْمَهْدِي يَأْمُرَكَ أَنْ تُؤْتِيَ إِمَانًا. That the Mahdi himself says, he orders you to give me wealth. The treasurer will say to him, أُحْسُ. Take as much as you please. He will put the wealth in his lap like such. And once he has filled his lap in, he will look around and realize that nobody else has come for the wealth. He will feel ashamed. And he will say, كُنْتُ أَلْشَ أُمَّةِ مُحَمَّدٍ نَفْسًا. Was I the greediest from amongst the Ummah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? The wealth I have at home, wasn't that sufficient for me? Though it was sufficient for everybody else. He will feel ashamed and he will feel sorry. فَيُرُدَّهُ فَلَا يُقْبَلْنِ. He will return it. However, it will not be accepted from him. And it will be said to him, إِنَّا لَا نَأْخَذُ شَيْءٍ أَعْطَيْنَا. That we do not accept what we ourselves have given. This is how much wealth there will be in his time, that nobody will be in need of any gold or silver or any money whatsoever. Nobody will be in need of the wealth. My brothers and sisters, it is in Imam Mahdi alayhi salatu wasalam's time that the great war will take place. The war against the Rum. It is mentioned. However, I'd like to mention that I didn't find it written in any book in clear words that the war against the Rum, the Christians, is going to take place in Imam Mahdi alayhi salam's time. In many books, I found that the ahadith regarding this Malhamatul Kubra, the Great War, were also included in the chapter of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam. While in other books I found that the ahadith regarding this Malhamatul Kubra, this great war, were included in the chapter which preceded Imam Mahdi alayhi salam. However, this told me that according to some ulama, it will take place in Imam Mahdi alayhi salam, and in some ulama, it will precede him, and thus it will be a sign which will precede him. However, finally, I asked my Sheikh Yusuf Mutala rahimahullah, Sheikh Mutala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give him a long life. He informed me that it is going to take place under the leadership of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam and in his time. As for the cause of this war, it is narrated by Azizi Mahba that he says that I heard the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say, يَسَتَصَالِحُونَ الرُّوم سُلْهَا الْآمِنَةِ فَتَغْزُونَ أَنْتُمْ وَهُمْ عَدُوٌ مِّنْ وَرَائِكُمْ. The time will come that you will make a peace treaty with the room, with the Christians. And thereafter you and the room together will fight a third army, which will be behind you. You together will fight an enemy, which will be behind you. فتغزون وتغنمون وتسلمون. And you will be victorious. And you will acquire booty, and you will be safe. ثم ترجعون حتى تنزلوا بمرج ذي ثلوج. Thereafter you will return together until you reach meadows of high land. When you reach these meadows, فيرفع رجل من أهل النصرانية السليم فيقول غلب السليم. When the Christians will grab hold of the cross, he will lift the cross and he will say, it was the cross that conquered. It was the cross that was victorious. فيغضب رجل من المسلمين فيغضب عند ذلك رجل من المسلمين فيدكه. One of the believers, when he hears the Christian say this, will grab hold of the cross and he will break the cross. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, فعند ذلك تغضر الروم وتجمع للمرحمة. It is then that the room will behave treacherously and gather their forces against the believers, against the Muslimin. What is going to happen in this war? Some detail has been given in the hadith narrated by Yusayf ibn Jabir. He says, كحاجة ريح حمراء بالكوفة. بالكوفة. Once there was a red sandstorm in the city of Kufa. فجاء رجل ليس له حذيرة إلا يا عبد الله بن مسعود يا عبد السلام. A man came shouting and repeating the words, O Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, the final hour has come. O Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, Qiyamah has come. Yusayr ibn Jabir says, فَقَعْدَ وَكَانَ مُتَّكِئًا. Will not be divided and there will be no rejoicing. Ibn Mas'ud has come. And Abdullah ibn Mas'ud said, كَإِنَّ السَّاعَ لَا تَكُمْ حَتَّى لَا يُقْسُمْ مِيرَاثٌ وَلَا يُفْرَعْ بِغَنِيمَةٍ. That the final hour will not come until heritage will not be divided and there will be no rejoicing over booty, over war possession. Maybe
the people will die. Maybe it is because there will be so many battles before people will die and there will not remain sufficient number of people, sufficient heads for the heritage to be divided. Maybe it's because so many relations will die that nobody will rejoice over the war possessions and over the booty. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best. ثم قال هكذا بيده ونحى نحو الشام. Yusayr ibn Jabir says that Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu thereafter pointed towards Sham. He pointed towards Syria and he said, عَدُوٌ يَجْمَعُونَ لِأَهْلِ الْإِسْلَامِ وَيَجْمَعُ لَهُمْ أَهْلُ الْإِسْلَامِ. That the enemy will gather forces against the believers, against the Muslims. And the Muslims will also gather forces against the kuffar, against the non-believers. Yusayr ibn Jabir says, I said to him, أَرُومْ تَعْنِي. Are you referring to the Rum, the Christians? He replied, yes. He said that there will be a severe battle. فَيَتَشَرَّتَ الْمُسْلِمُونَ شُرْطَةً لِلْمَوْتِ لَا تَرَجِعُ إِلَّا غَالِبَةً فَيَقْتَتِلُونَ حَتَّى يَحْجِدَ بَيْنَهُمُ اللَّيْلِ فَيَفِيُّ هَؤُلَاءِ وَهَؤُلَاءِ كُلُّ غَيْرَ غَالِبٍ وَتَفْنَى الشُّرْطَةِ. That the Muslims will select a detachment for fighting, one that vows to die or return victorious. And the Muslims and the Christians will fight. And they will keep on fighting until the night intervenes. When it is nightfall, the Muslims will return to their camp. And the kuffar will return to their camp. Nobody will be victorious. Nor will the Muslims be victorious, and nor will the kuffar be victorious. And this detachment will be wiped out. It will be finished. On the second day, he says, ثم يتشرث المسلمون شرطة للموت لا ترجو إلا غالبة، فيقتتلون حتى يحجز بينهم الليل، فيفيء هؤلاء وهؤلاء كل غير غالب وتفنى الشرطة. Yet again on the second day, the Muslims will select a detachment for fighting, one that vows to die or return victorious. Yet again on the second day, like the first, the Muslims will fight and they will keep on fighting until night intervenes. Yet again, فَيَفِيهُ هَؤُلَاءِ وَهَؤُلَاءِ كُلُّ غَيْرَ غَالِبٍ. That on the second day, when night intervenes, the Muslims will return to their camp, and the kuffar, the non-believers, the Rum, will also return to their camp, and nobody will be victorious, nor the believers, and nor the kuffar. And this detachment will be wiped out. On the third day, my brothers and sisters, Abdullah ibn Mas'ud describes, if ثُمَّ يَتَشَغَّفَ الْمُسْلِمُونَ شُرْتَةً لِلْمَوْتِ لَا تَرْجُوا إِلَّا غَالِبَةً فَيَقْتَفِلُونَ حَتَّى يَحْجِزَ بَيْنَهُمُ اللَّيْلِ فَيَفِيءُ هَؤُلَاءِ وَهَؤُلَاءِ كُلُّ غَيْرَ غَالِبٍ وَتَفْنَ الشُّرْتَةِ. Yet again, like the previous two days, the Muslims and the Christians will fight. Yet again, the night will intervene, and yet again, nobody will be victorious, and this detachment will also be wiped out. He says, فَإِذَا كَانَ يَوْمَ الرَّابِعِ نَهَدَ إِلَيْهِمْ بَقِيَّةُ أَهْلِ الْإِسْلَامِ فَيَجْعَلُ اللَّهَ الدَّبَرَةَ عَلَيْهِمْ فَيَقْتَتِلُونَ مَقْتَلَةً لَمْ يُرَ مِثْلُهَا حَتَّى أَنَّ الطَّائِرَ لَيَمُرُّ بِجَنَابَاتِهِمْ فَلَا يُخَلِّفُهُمْ حَتَّى يَخِرَّ مَيِّتًا. Now on the fourth day, the remaining of the believers, the remaining of the Muslims will go and fight against the Christians. They will go and fight against the Christians, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give them victory. They will be victorious and they will defeat the Rum, they will defeat the Christians. He says that they will fight such a fight which has never ever been seen before on the face of the earth. The fighting will be so severe that if a bird was to fly across the battlefield, then this bird would not reach the other side except that this bird would fall dead. Because so many people would have died in that battle. So many people will die in that battle that the smell of the dead bodies, because of the smell of the dead bodies, this bird would not make it to the other side, but this bird would fall down dead. He says, فَيَتَعَادُ بَنُ الْأَبْدِ كَانُ مِئَةً فَلَا يَجِدُونَهُ بَقِيَ مِنْهُمْ إِلَّا الرَّجُلُ الْوَاحِدِ فبأي غنيمة يُطاع أو أي ميراث يُكسب. That after the battle, the children who were 100 from one family before the battle, when they begin to count the survivors after the battle, they will find that only one of them has made it. Only one out of 100 has survived. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud says, فبأي غنيمة يُطاع أو أي ميراث يُكسب. When this has happened, that out of this battle, a family that were 100, when only one has survived, who will rejoice over the booty? Who will rejoice over the world possessions when only one has survived and all the relations have passed away? Who will divide the heritage when only one has made it and the rest have died? My brothers and sisters, the Muslims will defeat the kuffar in this Malhamat al-Kubra, in the great war which is going to take place in the time of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam. Besides the great war, Constantinople will also be conquered in Imam Mahdi alayhi salam. However, it will be conquered without a war, without a battle, without using arms. The believers will not even have to shoot an arrow, and yet they will be victorious, and yet they will conquer Constantinople. Constantinople, as you know today, is called Istanbul. The hadith narrated by Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala an, and I think it can be found in Muslim, he says that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala an majma'in, هل سمعتم بمدينة جانب منها في البر وجانب منها في البحر. The Holy Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, O Sahaba, have you heard of a city, part of which is in water? We said, Naam ya Rasulullah, O Messenger of Allah, O Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم, yes, we have heard of a city, part of which is in water. Abdullah ibn Abu Huraira رضي الله تعالى عنه said, that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, كَإِنَّ السَّاعَ لَا تَقُومْ حَتَّى يَغْزُوهَا سَبْعُونَ عَلْفٍ مِنْ بَنِي إِسْحَاقٍ. Now the final hour will not come until 70,000 of the children of Ishaq عليه السلام will come and conquer this city, the one that part of which is in water. Before I finish narrating the remaining of the hadith, I'd like to mention that Ibn Kathir rahmahullah says that this hadith indicates that many of the Christians before the end of time will embrace Islam and they will enter Islam, and it is those people who embrace Islam that are going to conquer the city, this city, Constantinople. However, Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu says that لا تقوم الساعة حتى يغزون سبعون ألف من بني إسحاق. That the final hour will not come, Qiyamah will not come until 70,000 of the children of Hazrat Ishaq alayhi salam will come and conquer this city. فَإِذَا جَاءُوهَا نَزَلُوا فَلَمْ يُقَاتِلُوا بِسِلَاحٍ وَلَمْ يَغْمُوا بِسَحْمٍ. When these people reach the city, they will not have to use any arms, they will not have to use any guns or tanks or airplanes, fighters, they will not even have to shoot an arrow. He says they will come to Constantinople and they will say, لا إله إلا الله الله أكبر فيفقد أحد جانبيه. They will say the takbir, they will say there is no God but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there is nobody worship of worthy of worship but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahu Akbar, Allah is the greatest, Allah is the biggest. When they say the first takbir, my brothers and sisters, فَيَسْكَدُ أَحْدُ جَالِبَيْهَا, one of the walls of the city will fall. ثُمَّ يَقُولُونَ ثَانِيًا لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ اللَّهُ أَكْبَر. For the second time they will say the takbir, they will say there is nobody more worthy of worship than Allah, there is no God but Allah, Allah is the greatest, Allah is the biggest. And the second wall, the second side, will also fall. فَيَقُولُونَ الثَّالِثَةَ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ اللَّهُ أَكْبَر. For the third time, yet again they will recite the takbir, they will not have to fight, they will not have to fight, they will not even have to shoot an arrow. They will say the takbir for the third time, that there is nobody more worthy of worship but Allah. Allah is the greatest, Allah is the biggest. And they will conquer Constantinople, and they will enter Constantinople, and they will begin to acquire the war possession and the booty. He says, فَيَقْتَسِمُونَ الْمَغَانِمِ فَبَيْنَهُمْ يَقْتَسِمُونَ الْمَغَانِمِ إِذْ جَاءَهُمُ السَّرِيحُ إِنَّ الدَّجَّالَ قَدْ خَرَجَ. That while they are acquiring the booty, while they are dividing the world possession amongst themselves, a proclaimer will proclaim, a caller will call out that the Dajjal has appeared. The Dajjal is causing fitna within your children, within your families. فَيَتْرَكُونَ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ وَيَرْجِعُونَ. The Muslims will leave all the booty, they will leave all the world possessions, and they will head towards the Dajjal, they will head back home. My brothers and sisters, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, كَبَيْنَ الْمَلْحَمَةِ وَفَتْحِ الْمَدِينَةِ سِتُّ سِنِينَ وَالدَّجَّالِ يَخْرُجُ فِي السَّابِعَةِ. That from the time the Muslim fight the Rome up to the conquering of Constantinople, it will take 6 years, and the Dajjal will come out in the 7th year. My brothers and sisters, the Muslims will head towards the Dajjal, and they will prepare to find the Dajjal. Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wa salam, once the Dajjal has appeared and has begun to cause his fitna, later Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wa salam will descend from the heavens, and Hazrat Imam Mahdi alayhi salam will help Hazrat Isa alayhi salam in fighting the Dajjal and the Dajjal's army. Insha'Allah, because the Dajjal is also one of the signs before the end of time. And the dissension of Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wasalam is also a sign before the end of time, inshallah. We will discuss these signs in the lessons that are dedicated to them, in the relevant lessons. And this is where I finish today. وَآخِرُ دَعْوَانَا أَنِ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ